Bitcoin's hard money thesis collides with 5% treasury yields. A Crypto Slate piece published in the early hours of May 24, 2026, frames the current macro setup as the cleanest stress test of Bitcoin's hard money thesis in more than a year. The 10-year treasury yield is sitting near 5%, and Bitcoin trades at $76,800 with a 7-day decline of 1.33% as of May 24, 2026. The Fear and Greed Index reads 39 fear. Risk-free yield is now competing with crypto exposure in a way it has not been able to since 2023, the yield problem for non-yielding assets. When the risk-free rate is 5%, holding an asset that produces no cash flow has to clear a steeper bar. Treasuries pay you to wait. Bitcoin asks you to wait while paying nothing. That cuts against one of the more popular pitches for BTC during the zero-rate era. Scarcity plus debasement risk made cash look toxic, and any unproductive store of value benefited by default. With real yields above zero again, and nominal yields at 5%, the calculus tightens. The hard money case is not invalidated by this. The case simply has to do more work to attract marginal capital that now has a paying alternative. Mild weakness so far, the current sell-off is restrained. BTC is off 1.33% over the trailing week, well short of a free fall. ETH is down 2.36% over the same window, and SOL is roughly flat over 7 days as of May 24, 2026. A fear reading of 39 is uncomfortable, but it sits above the capitulation territory, below 25 that has marked previous local bottoms. The divergence is the part worth watching. Yields have ground higher while equities continue to trade near record levels, a split we covered when the Dow printed an all-time high during a crypto risk-off session. Bitcoin's correlation with risk assets has lately looked less like gold and more like high beta tech, with the added drag that gold pays nothing and BTC pays nothing twice over. The thesis was never tested at this level. Most of the 2020-2022 cycle for Bitcoin happened against a backdrop of zero or negative real yields. The 2023-2024 ETF-driven move was fueled by structural demand from new spot vehicles, not by a clean macro break. The 5% test now is closer to first contact with a true tightening environment that has not snapped back. If the bond market stays at this level for another quarter, the open question is whether BTC can absorb that pressure without giving up its safe haven framing entirely. A drop below 75,000 with yield sticky would be a different kind of signal than the drops crypto has weathered before. It would suggest the marginal buyer has moved to short-duration government paper and is not coming back at current prices. The carry trade math for spenders' higher real yields show up in everyday wallet decisions, too. A user with a custodial card topped up in BTC is now passing on a 5% treasury yield to hold an asset that has lost ground over the last week. Stablecoin balances earning 4-5% on regulated platforms close the gap to bonds. BTC balances do not. The cost is real and ongoing. It does not mean readers should rebalance their card float into bonds, but it does mean treating idle BTC on a custodial spending product as free capital is harder to justify at these yields. Spending from your own wallet at least removes the platform risk leg of the equation, even if it does not solve the carry problem. For users actively swiping a card every week, the math looks different again. Top up only what you intend to spend within the next billing cycle, hold longer horizon BTC exposure off the card entirely, and the carry drag mostly disappears. Paths out of the standoff. Two outcomes resolve the current standoff in either direction. A meaningful fall in 10-year yields, whether driven by a growth slowdown or a Fed pivot, restores the zero-rate playbook and likely takes BTC with it on the way up. A sustained grind higher, with yields above 5% for months, forces longer duration holders to keep marking down their internal hurdle rate for non-cash flow assets. Between those, range trading at current levels is the most boring outcome and probably the most likely in the near term. That outcome suits stablecoin yield and not much else. The implied volatility reading we wrote about earlier this month aligns with this. Options markets are pricing a quiet stretch, not a breakout in either direction. That positioning shifts fast if the long end of the curve moves.